I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, the primaries are over, but the general election remains. It is April 1st. Please make sure your calendars are marked. It is a big deal. We're going to have a Supreme Court race. We also, of course, are going to be electing the next state superintendent of public instruction, perhaps re-electing Dr. Jill Underley. Or going with the lady that Republicans like to help, I don't know, dismantle public education. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, you're going to want to make sure you're voting on April 1st. If you're not sure if you're registered or where your polling place is, just go to myvote.wi.gov and check it out. You can actually look at your ballot that you will see on April 1st. Voting is not a pop quiz. You can take notes in. You can be prepared. You can see the test ahead of time. And again, you can do that by going to myvote.wi.gov and checking out your ballot and your polling place so that you know exactly how and when you're going to vote by April 1st. Speaking of elections, I've got one of our brand new state senators joining me for this next half hour, a segment we like to call Broad Appeal, and talk to many of Wisconsin's fabulous statewide and state elected officials that are women. So excited to welcome State Senator Sarah Kieske from Senate District 14 in the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks so much for making time, Senator. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, and folks, this is why you always want to watch the show in addition to listening, because as we were getting ready to come on, the senator and I have joined in solidarity with the top bun and glasses look for the remainder of the show. You can check it out at Civic Media's YouTube site, or you can watch me at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces.
I kind of joined, too. I just my bun on the top is just smaller. That's all.
You see, the girl messy bun is this sort of delicate architectural art piece.
I've not yet mastered it.
Yeah, that looks like you don't care, but you did care. It's again, very artful. But Aaron Zommer's on the board today, joining us with both glasses and a bun in solidarity this afternoon. Sarah, let me just jump right in and ask you, why the hell did you want to run for public office during these crazy times?
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard, good question. I had no aspirations to be in politics, but was asked to run. Mm. And just because I've been involved in my community, I have had a voice that some people have really appreciated. And so I agreed to run before the new maps came about in a district that was really strongly Republican at the time in an assembly district. But really, it was really important to me to be civically engaged, to be willing to run, to have my name on the ballot so that I could go out and talk to people and help uptick it. So it was concerning to me about the position, the other party. I was really concerned about that. And so I really wanted to make sure that we had Democratic legislators, president, if possible. And so it was really, that was my impetus. That was really just to make sure that I participated in the most meaningful way that I could. And then the maps got changed in March. People, unbeknownst to me, appreciated what I had done, talked amongst themselves, the people in leadership and volunteers and the community Democratic offices, and asked if I would run for state Senate. So I got moved to that because I agreed. And that changed the dynamics a lot. It was essentially a 50-50 district running against an incumbent, but it stayed still true. I really wanted to make sure that we now not only had a voice at the top of the ticket, that maybe I could help Tammy Baldwin get reelected, but maybe we could have a Democratic representative in the Senate district for the first time in eons.
Eons. I love that you were sort of called to do this because people in your local community appreciated what you had to say. One of the things that I try to remind people of all the time is that while everything seems hyperpartisan, the vast majority of what happens in local government and frankly in state government is really not partisan. It's the stuff that makes our lives more enjoyable, that connects us, that brings community together, that helps our kids get educated, our roads be safer, our parks greener, and all of these wonderful things that we enjoy together as a community. I also wanted to really applaud Sarah. I went to your campaign website because I love seeing how people present themselves and the issues that they care about most. And not buried, but a little bit down the landing page, you had articulated three values that you think are very important. And they really resonated with me, Sarah. You emphasized compassion, contribution, and moral courage. And boy, if those aren't incredibly salient values that I wish we all, regardless of party, could lift up and try to emulate more. Why those particular values? What about those ideas speaks to you, Sarah?
Well, I'll tell you the little bit of the backstory. That that values exercise is something that sometimes one might do in therapy, and being a mental health provider, I had done it for myself. And I had done it before, many years before I was in the political sphere. I had done it really because I was opening a private practice. And in order to do that, I really had understood that I needed to get really clear about my values so that my new business could really be in alignment with that. So again, it was probably 6-7 years ago. I did that. And when you do that, the whole point is not to say what values are important to me that I want to choose, but what values have shown themselves to be important to me based on my life story. Mm. And so when I would look back at my life, I was like, well, what exactly is it? You know, there's so many things, right? But when I really looked at my life and looked at the things that I had done, the things that really resonated and came to the top were making sure that I was compassionate. And so mental health, obviously simple, right? Contribution, I've always done service work. I was a Girl Scout leader. I've gone on mission trips. Contribution was so important. I had started a nonprofit. And then moral courage, that one, I feel strongly about that because I have always been drawn to people that have done the hard thing, that might even go against the grain, but in the service of the collective good or to protect others that are more vulnerable. Just the movies I like, the stories I read, the books that I enjoy, I've just always believed in that. And so, and maybe it comes from, you know, a upbringing with that kind of basis of belief in my family. And so those were the three that really resonated the most. And so that's kind of was already who I am. And then put it on that that website. And what's so funny about that website is when I first started running, I just made my own website. So that was my, you know, like that is what I made because I didn't have any money and I didn't have any help. Right. And so, and then when I moved to the Senate, obviously you get more help, you get, you know, fundraising.
Some money.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Some, and I said, can I just leave it as it is? Cause that's really who I am. And so, yes. And they were lovely about it. And they're like, yeah, that's who we want is you to be you. And so all that you see is just the genuine expression of that.
Sarah, the overwhelming response that I've heard from people as I did some diligence in preparation for our interview today about you and their experiences interacting with you is Sarah says what's on her mind. She genuinely cares that you are a straight talker. From one straight talking, broad appeal kind of lady to another, hear, hear for that. We need more women speaking plainly with some moral courage about the issues of the day. And I also just wanted to share this with you, Sarah. I have always talked to people, but especially people that want to run for office, about what are your three things? What are the three things that you hold most dear because of your personal lived experiences? And so in return, again, Sarah put on her campaign website, compassion, contribution, and moral courage. I will tell you what my three are. I need to boil them down to individual words, but my three are, I stand up to bullies. I will always speak the truth, even when it is painful. And I want things to work better. I want to make it better. And so it was lovely to me to see some echo of some of those things in both the three words that you selected, but also your personal lived experiences as to why those values are so important to you. You mentioned that you're a mental health care professional. Tell us about that. Tell us about some of your agenda, your legislative ideas as it relates to mental health. Certainly a huge statement coming from the governor yesterday in his budget address about investing in our children's mental health. And we've got just about like 2 minutes left, so we'll have to take a little break. But get us started, Sarah. Why is mental health so important to you? What are your plans legislatively?
Well, mental health, I've been a mental health provider for 25 years. I've worked for a small rural hospital in the Toma area originally, and then I have my own private practice, which I still have. So I left the hospital to become the senator, but I'm still doing my private practice in Lodi. I've been seeing individuals, families, and couples for those 25 years, and what I understand is it is very helpful to have people like me in the career that I have in that field to be able to help people. Kind of how I describe it is, if you will, I'm the type of person in this field where I help swoop people up that are drowning in the water, right? They have fallen in, they're drowning, and I'm trying to help them survive, manage, navigate challenges. But what I've recognized is when I was asked to run for office, I had to figure out, well, would I want to do that? And how could that help me with my whole desire to help it with mental health? What I understand now is that my role now can be a legislator that goes upstream and tries to help people and keep them from falling in. Yeah. And so that is trying to make some legislative differences in affordability and availability of services, but also looking at the determinants of health that might be able to encourage better mental health.
Folks, that's State Senator Sarah Kieski. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more from the senator after these brief messages.